Blog Talk Radio.
Your mic is distorted too. Your mic is distorted too.
There we go.
Your mic is distorted too.
There we go.
Your mic is distorted too.
There we go.
Ignite session on tiles, notifications, and action center. However, Wolf Roth points out you probably shouldn't take this news too seriously. Windows development has been changing for the past several years, and this makes a lot of sense. At the very least, we've known since we learned Windows 8 would be developed for multiple form factors. We've known it, especially about Windows 10, since it was announced. Microsoft talks about transitioning away from giant monolithic updates. He says the reason everyone is talking like this is that Microsoft is pushing a Windows as a service vision, which doesn't mean subscription service, but rather that it plans to upgrade Windows 10 going forward with both functional and security updates, plus then it plans to upgrade Windows 10 and says, you know, forward, just like it's done with every single version of Windows ever. We have service pack, we have fixes and all that, so I think we jumped the gun there following all the other sites. And it's Windows 10 is really, it's not going to be the last one. So how they're going to charge and all that, they're going to have a new Windows 11, Windows 12, whatever.
Oh, shucks.
Well, I mean, it's... Sometimes you try to bring the news out as it fresh, but sometimes you screw up. Mistake here. Is bad noise?
Don't worry about it now. Don't worry about the show.
No, I mean, I'd like to know what it is. But
it's probably your air conditioner or something.
Do you have your air conditioner running?
Full blast.
Yep. Yeah, sort of. I've been playing around with this Blog Talk Radio interface, and I've got something set up differently on my computer, so it's a mess. I don't want to dig through it on the air. I haven't changed my audio.
I don't know. Doesn't it sound lower? I don't know.
Check one, two. I'll look and see if there's anything changed here. Might have been from Merle disconnecting.
Anyway, there was something here that I wanted to bring up, and you probably have something to say about that. Hosting the website, even WordPress, after your death, has a variety of unexpected complexities, from renewing your domain name to hosting, security, monitoring, troubleshooting, and more. It's a gaping hole that we as technologists should start thinking more about, especially because all of us die. Some of us unexpectedly sooner than we'd like or planned for. The only real solution, he says, was to share credentials and designate funds. But if I croaked, a bunch of shows are going to die. A bunch of websites are going to become irrelevant.
What do you care? What do you care?
Well, I mean, yeah, right. That's not your problem. Right.
Well, then think about it. Just set up a contingency plan. Who would like to have your business if you croaked?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's, you have to set up a some kind of a plan that will allow it to keep going. Or maybe it's not, I mean, it may not be important, so never mind.
I mean, you could get somebody like Marshall to transition it to another host or something like that. Just tell him where the passwords are. Tell, give the passwords to and a document to Kathy, and if you croak, then she calls Marshall. Marshall gets busy transitioning your clients to some other host.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's or somebody keeps the I mean keeps paying for what is happening. I'm not talking just about the business. I'm talking about end users that have websites. I mean, mine is It's a whole lot more than that, but wrong that it will continue hosting and making sure that everything is okay. And if it falls apart because maybe Ron doesn't talk good with customers, then that's different.
I sort of went through this a couple of 3 weeks ago because of an unfortunate event that I went through, because I started getting involved with domain names and things way early on before people even had a clue how to do it, including me. But I have a couple of reseller accounts on some cheap servers that I use for fun. None of it's any mission critical stuff that's worth paying for of any significant amount of money. But there are a couple of websites. I'm involved with some people who have websites that are critical to them. And one in particular, I manage their email on my server and on another server and some redirection, da 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 da. But I also ended up, because I didn't charge them for it, I ended up owning their domain names, which I have no desire, need, or whatever to own their domain name, but it was in my account because I was paying for it. Just because they're friends of mine, I didn't bother to send them a bill for it. I started thinking about it, and I said, this is crazy, because if something happens to me, then they've got to get on the phone with Susan and try to find my passwords and try to unravel this mess and figure out how they can take control of their domain names, because I have no intentions of owning their domain. That's just a coincidental, I mean, a side effect of me trying to help them out. What I did was I found out that that GoDaddy will allow you to transfer domain names to a second account without having to do a transfer. You can actually change the bookwork on GoDaddy without doing an ownership transfer. You can change the registrant's name as long as it's on GoDaddy. The simplified version of that is, let's suppose that Amnon, I wanted to give you a domain name. I could go into GoDaddy, set up an account, transfer the domain name to that account. Then once that transfer is complete, you could log into the domain record for that account, change all of my information to your information, and change the password. You now own that account, and I've got nothing to do with it. I have no control over it at all. And that can all be done for free. What I did was, since most of these domain names were on GoDaddy or some on Namecheap, which I have another thing on that, but because some of these are on Namecheap, GoDaddy, what I did was I moved all of those domain names over, three of them, for this one guy. And once I did that, his wife manages his business affairs for him. And what I did was I put all that information together. I logged in, I transferred it over to the new account. I logged into the new account. I changed all of the contact information to him, except for the technical contact, which I listed myself as the technical contact at his company name and at his phone number, but with my email address for managing the domains. Plus I have the password. Once I had that all together, I put it all together in an email, and I emailed it to them and explained to them what I had done, that I had taken care of some bookwork and that set it up for them so that if anything happened to me, they had absolute control over their own domain names. But I can still manage them for them because I have the password. Right. So it's a win-win. And that's the sort of thing that you're talking about.
It's the same thing on register.com when you can create an account and just move it over. I mean, it's a split second thing, and it's with the new credentials. Now somebody else owns it. Many times I register domains for customers because they don't want to bother with it, and then I'll go and set up an account for them and move that account for customers with it, register that because they don't want to bother. Push. It's theirs. So yeah, that's very important to think about it. And I don't care how young you are. It's to think about something like this is responsible. Yeah, so Brian was saying how easy it was, but did he do it? Not yet. You see, that's the thing, is that we don't think that, oh yeah, I can do it tomorrow. And that's a bad thing.
Tomorrow may come, it may not.
Yeah, correct. Exactly. Hello, Steve.
Yes, hello, Steve. By the way, I was doing a test stream on Blog Talk Radio with HD, just with my end on it, but the only audio going out on the stream was my voice because the Mix Minus channel is feeding, it's actually feeding the Blog Talk Radio interface. And what I'm a little bamboozled over here is I can't find any way to change it. Normally, the audio input to the web interface is the default input channel. That's not what's happening here. My default input is line 5-6, but the channel feeding Blog Talk Radio is channel 7-8, which is not the default channel. So it's been so long since I've changed anything around. I'm missing something here. So I'll figure it out one of these days when I feel like it. But I posted that link earlier in chat, that TOBR or whatever it was. Yeah, TOBTR.com. That link is for another 5 minutes is just me talking. It's me isolated, but it'll give you an idea of what the Blog Talk Radio HD quality sounds like. And I could probably, let me see. Yeah. But I also found out that they gave me a test account to play with, but it's limited to 30 minutes because I'm not paying for it. So that's not going to be worth anything to you. Just to test it, just to see if there's any organic audience there. But if I ask them, they'll probably give me a full account. I'm not one for asking for a bunch of free stuff. I don't normally ask for free stuff, but if I'm going to be providing them recommendations, then I need to know how well it's going to work. And I'm not satisfied just doing a 30-minute test. I've contacted them and told them that it was limited to 30 minutes. And if they say yes, that's what we do on our test accounts, then that's fine. And I'll play with it some more. But to do some real world testing, they're going to have to give me a better account than that.
So I got kind of a different question here, kind of technology wise. Do either of you have MasterCards? Or whatever else?
Everybody has credit cards.
No, through your bank, is it Master or Visa?
Both.
Do you have the little chip on the front of your MasterCard?
Yeah.
What is that actually for? Because our bank just switched from Visa to MasterCard. It's got this gold chip on the front. What is that for?
I don't know. I don't know what it's reading, but it goes into.
Yeah, it's something for security, but I don't know.
Is this like the tap to pay thing that you see? Or is this just like.
You're talking about like here.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing. That little gold, like is that what, like when you see sometimes at the point of sales things, they've got like that blue thing that lights up on the top.
Don't know. I mean, it's a chip.
I know it's a chip, but I don't know. I don't know if it's just a fraud protection.
Probably.
I don't know. It's not an NFC chip.
It's a GPS controlled device so that the black helicopters can find you.
Watch it.
All right, I want to try something real quick with the phone here. Can you hear the dial tone?
Nope. Yep. Now we can.
Okay. Well, yeah. Were you hearing it? Not through my mic, right?
Correct. What we heard was correct.
It's not that button. All right, never mind. Mozilla launched Firefox 38 for Windows, Mac, Linux, and Android. Notable additions to the browser include Digital Rights Management, DRM, technology for plain protected let's see, who's calling?
Hi, it's CJ from New York County, Archer County Line. I will put again line.
I've got somebody blowing leaves outside, and I didn't hear what you said. Turn them off, Emma.
Yeah, it's CJ from somewhere along the border of Orange County Line.
Right.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Okay. I talked with an AT&T guy a couple of days ago, and he has been installing Gigapower fiber connections in our area. It's in my front yard. It's not available to me either. And so I asked him what's going on with that. And he said, you should be able to get it. And I said, I know I should, but I'm not. And he said, did you call him? I said, are you joking? He said, did you check the website? I said, are you pulling my leg? I said, they don't have a clue. You guys are the only ones who know. He said, well, they don't tell us anything. But he said, I'm putting it in. He said, it's mostly new subdivisions where we're activating it. But he said, if it's in your yard, you should be able to get it really soon. So I just call us back when you get it. It would be nice to get some sort of a feedback as to what's happening. I monitor a thread on dslreports.com. There's an AT&T thread in there. dslreports.com. They have a forum, a sub forum in there on AT&T. And there's a guy in there named Brian Land who is in Apex who has 1 gigabit UVerse at his townhome, but he was probably one of the first people to get it. But people from the area are posting, yeah, they just installed it in my area, or I just saw the truck, or here's a picture of the box they're putting in my neighborhood. All those sorts of things are happening there. So that's a really good way to follow along. I'm sorry you don't have it yet, but I'm glad to hear that I'm not the tail end of the rollout necessarily. Well, good. And thanks for calling in. We appreciate you listening.
Yeah. My next question is, if you guys can help me out. I'm either in third, maybe about 3 years old, a laptop, and I got a note in a Windows version 7. I got a note that it's kind of good timing about the fact that your protection has expired, maybe your CPU, your computer.
No. It depends on where you got the message from. If it's from AVG or one of the services that requires you to renew it every year, even though it's free, then it's legitimate. If you can't identify where it's coming from, it's malware.
Okay. It may be malware.
Well, go to, let me make a suggestion, and everyone listening who has a Windows computer should do this, even if you don't anticipate a problem. Go to Bleeping Computer, BLEEPING Computer, bleepingcomputer.com, and go to the Windows section and download a program called Adware, ADWARE, Adware. Download it, install it, and run it. And once it installs, you have to tell it to scan. Once it scans, it's very uneventful. You have to look carefully to notice that it's done, and it's fairly quick. But then you will see if it finds anything, there will be a button that says cleaning. Well, when you press that cleaning button, it's going to go through and delete all the crap that it finds, and then it's going to reboot your computer. So make sure you've saved any files and you don't care that your computer is going to be rebooted after you run it. And in my experience, that Adware cleaner gets rid of about 98% of the crap. There's no reason to pay for anything. Everything you need is free for the most part. There are a couple of minor exceptions, but what I would do is I would uninstall Super Anti-Spyware. I would not let it run resident. I would only install it and run it as I needed to, just because theoretically you should be able to guard against it. If you're running, I would uninstall that, reboot the computer. Actually, before I did that, I would run Adware before I did anything, just in case. I'd go ahead because it's going to reboot. Once I ran Adware and then rebooted, I would probably then download, install, update, and run Malwarebytes, which is still the classic program for solving the problem. I would run that and see if it finds anything, which I doubt it will. And then once that's over and done with, I probably would, as I say, would uninstall Super Anti-Spyware. It's a good program. It looks terrible, but it's a good program and it works well. The problem with some of this malware garbage, particularly if you get a rootkit, is not any one program finds it all. I related a story a few weeks ago about a computer I was having a problem with that, the hard drive, it just seemed like the hard drive was just slow. It was acting like a bad hard drive. I even put a new hard drive in it and it sort of quote unquote solved it for a moment. Then it started doing it again. Then I knew something else was wrong. I ran all of these utilities on it and nothing found anything. But then I found this unknown to me utility at Microsoft of all places called, I forget what it's called now, Microsoft Security Scan or something like that. Anyway, I downloaded that, installed it, and ran it, and it found a really ugly gremlin hiding on there. And once it removed it, the computer's been working perfectly ever since. So there's no one solution. There are several things that you can run that don't hurt anything that you could download and run periodically. For example, that Adware, if you've got a tendency to have an Adware or malware problem, I'd run that probably every 2 or 3 weeks, just as a matter of course. I would run Malwarebytes. You can run it all you want to without causing any problem. Do not run CombiFix routinely. Anyone who does that is asking for trouble. But most of the other programs, they don't hurt anything. There are some tricks that you can use to get a system back to normal. But my experience with between Malwarebytes and Adware, you'll get 99% of it. And that's not saying the other 1% is not a dog, because it can be, like the problem I ran into. But that's what I would offer as a matter of good maintenance.
Right. And if you on the computer stupid now page on the left, if you click on links, you have links to quite a few anti-spyware, anti-malware. So if you need to download anything, you can go directly there and get it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you for reminding me, man. I'll do that too. And now my final question, because I don't want to take my questions. Problems is that I have gone ahead and I've purchased a couple of new things here. A Lenovo
Well, Amnon may disagree, but I got to tell you, if I had a program with Norton Utilities on it and I knew how to do it, I'd probably wipe the hard drive and start all over again.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't do that if you're not computer savvy, because you can run into a mess trying to recreate it. But if you've got the restore disk where it includes all the drivers and you're not intimidated by all the Windows updates, I would be inclined to do that. I got to tell you, I'm about at the point that, unfortunately, because of the problems with malware, anybody who's computer illiterate or illiterate or otherwise, they really sound like candidates for Macs. Brent is also making a suggestion you might want to consider, and that's running a program called... Yeah, something's been happening here. Did you lose him, Amnon?
No.
So what was the last... What I was going to tell you that Brent has another suggestion as well. Are you familiar with CCleaner? It's just... It looks like CCleaner, but it's... It doesn't hurt. It'll help clean up some crap. CCleaner stands for crap cleaner. Yeah, I mean, that's what this... Amnon, his volume is really low. Are you getting good level on him?
I'm hearing fine. I mean, the same as I did all along.
I know, but how is the meter? Is he hitting into the yellow on the meter? Well, just watch when he talks. But CCleaner is crap cleaner, and it's useful. That you have to be careful with it, because it will in fact delete a lot of your cached sites and things like that. So if you're like me and you bounce around a lot, then you have to tell it what not to remove. But if you're really looking to solve a problem and clean it up, and particularly if you're going to give the computer to someone else, you should run CCleaner. And by the way, they update it about every other day. So every time you start it, it's going to check for a new version and always let it install it. Well, I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, he's hitting the yellow.
Okay. Well, it's just really strange how his audio is very low coming, because I try to keep the speaker down so that we don't get a lot of echo from me, and that's part of the problem. But long as the stream can hear him well, that's what counts.
Yep.
So anyway, and howsomever. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Norton at all. Their corporate version is good. We use it at the office. So
I told you that when somebody called me and says that they have a problem with virus, I said, which antivirus are you using? They said, Norton antivirus. I said, no, I mean, which antivirus are you using?
They don't get it, Amnon. They don't get it, Amnon. But the fact of the matter is that every one of them will let through a virus if it's brand new and their files are not up to date.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So
the worst thing about Norton is, and if any of you out there is using Norton, your computer is slow, just uninstall it. I mean, if you really want to keep on using it, uninstall it and reinstall it. I don't know why, but it's, and AVG started doing these things also a few years ago, that it'll slow it down to a crawl. And reinstalling it clears the problem. So that you're using, this is why, I mean, I love Avast now. Avast works like a charm. It's so fast. And I'm sure there are others that work good. Here, Mike.
No, I was just going to say, the question in chat, what's wrong with Security Essentials? Nothing's wrong with it, except that it's a Microsoft product, and you got Microsoft haters who are saying, oh, it's garbage, it's no good, it's no good. Well, you know what? If you don't like it, go.
The truth is, I've seen by now a few Windows 7 and a couple of Windows 8 machines that had a virus, and they're running Security Essentials. Some of the tests showing that Security Essential is not up there with the rest of them,
Most people are using Security Essentials and they have no problem, but it may also be that they will not have any problem if they did not have an antivirus.
Exactly right. And that's why I use it exclusively. And I don't mean this as unkindly as it sounds. I really don't. But you know what? If you click on that crap, you ought to learn not to. And you're almost, I'm not going to say you deserve it because no one should be putting that crap out there. But you know what? If you're not careful, leaving your doors unlocked, some thug's going to break into your house or walk into your house. If you leave $100 bills laying on the porch, they're going to disappear. If you leave your computer wide open, things are going to happen.
What happened to your audio?
I don't know.
It sounded kind of funny and you went quiet.
I don't know. I didn't touch the thing.
No. Okay.
I'm fairly convinced that Time Warner does maintenance on Sunday mornings.
That's fine. Security Essentials works. Like Steve said, basic security works.
Yeah.
If you are one that frequents porn sites and pirate sites, you really need to educate yourself to how